Good morning. It is 7:21 on Friday, July the 31st, 2020. So I'm on my final pass. For Finwell Bay, the story previously known as Troy Harbor. And it's coming together. I'm still finding continuity errors. One of the difficulties is that I've confused the hell out of myself by having Cape Grace be 20 plus years in duration. And a lot of stuff that happened in Cape Grace, I mean, there's only a few things that happened in the last couple of chapters, in the last slice of time. And quite frequently, there are years where there are no chapters. There are places where there are years where there might be one chapter. But in my head, and I suspect in the heads of the readers, those sort of get compressed in your mind. And in Finwell Bay, we're back to being more straightforward narrative. There are some gaps, but they're weeks-long gaps instead of, well, in one case, the final chapter is a months-long gap. But the beginning happens just a few weeks after Cape Grace. And so, in my head, when I'm writing it, I'm thinking, oh yeah, well, that was just a little while ago. And in fact, no, it wasn't just a little while ago. So, the particular instance is Maisie McElhenney becoming, spoiler alert, Jimmy Pirano's new assistant. And that was actually 2348, which is near the end of Cape Grace, but it's 4 years before the end of the story. So I have some continuity errors where people in 2352 are talking about things that happened at 2348 4 years ago as things that have just happened, when in fact, no, actually, they haven't just happened. So I'm trying to read carefully to find those and to fix them. I'm cautiously optimistic that I will be through this pass in a couple days. Fingers crossed. But I'm feeling invigorated again. I'm feeling I'm feeling optimistic again. I'm feeling like, okay, yeah, this is kind of fun. This is possibly more fun than playing Fallout 4. Of course, in Fallout 4, I'm playing in survival mode, which is after 80 something levels is real quick. I thought it was hard in the beginning. It was only hard in the beginning because I wasn't used to it. I'm used to the mechanics now. It's still and it's still hard. It's a monster. And I'm playing Nuka World, and it's one of the DLC add-ons to the game. And I've talked about Nuka World before. Nuka World and Far Harbor both are I don't know. I find them less appealing. Lady across the street. The same lady who had that huge dog the other day. So I'm playing Nuka World, trying to play through Nuka World, and sitting there asking myself, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? This is a challenge, sure, but is it fun? Is it? Is this engaging? Is it what? I don't know. I still go back to it because there's just something satisfying about beating up the bad guys. Nuka World has more bad guys. Lots of bad guys, in fact. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pretty much everybody is a bad guy. And I know there's going to be a couple serious fights at the end, so I'm sort of laying the groundwork for a strategy that'll happen later. If you aren't stuck, it won't go away. Excuse me. It is a beautiful morning. It is just lovely. I'm a little later than I wanted to be, but I got up later. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I started working on the book and realized that I really needed to stop working on the book and get out for the walk, or it would be too hot.
Somebody's over there working in the building already this morning. That's a big building. Oh, this guy's got a prairie dog mound in his backyard. That has to be depressing. If you can hear the, I don't know if it's a nail gun or a staple gun or something, but
it is beautiful. It's 60 degrees. There's no wind this morning. There's absolutely no breeze at all. The ambient temperature feels good. The sun is hot. When you get into it, it's already hot at 7:30. This lady, a jogger. I gotta give her plenty of room. We're walking in the same direction. I don't want to be walking in her droplet plume. She's very thin and has her hair cut short and dyed. It's not scarlet, but it's a red brown. It's very red. That's quite striking. She's I see her quite a lot. She's we shop at the same store. Anyway, one of the few people that I see in my morning walk that I see places other than here on the morning walk. So I see a lot of people. I see a lot of familiar faces, but I very seldom see them anywhere else. There was one guy that I used to see all the time, a guy named Ron, and he'd be out. He does his walk early. And then goes to work. And I used to see him all the time when I was taking kids back and forth to school. And I ran into him and introduced myself one day on the morning walk. And we usually run into each other in the first mile. You know, how are you going? Good to see you. What's going on? And I ran into him in the grocery store. And he said, "Hi, Ron." And he thought it was somebody else. Apparently I have a doppelganger who has same beard, same glasses. And he thought I was that person. Well, I don't know who it was he thought I was, but it took me a minute to convince him that I wasn't that guy. I haven't seen him in a long time. I haven't seen him in months, in large part because our schedules diverged. I was walking later in the day. Here comes the lady with her Scotty dog. I've never seen her anywhere around town that I know of. Morning. You too. Listen to a squirrel. I think it's a squirrel giving somebody hell. So let's see. My TBR pile is getting long again. There are a lot more people coming into self-publishing, I think. Either that or just getting better at spotting them. They're showing up in my timeline more. I should finish Mike Wood's Old Man in a Spacesuit the next day or so. I'm not getting a lot of reading time in because I'm spending so much time between working on the book and playing. I don't have. I'm not spending like 2 hours a day sitting down to read, which I did actually the day before yesterday with Sydney Swanson's book. It was that good. It just drew me in. I wanted to see what was gonna happen next. So I found myself sitting there after lunch, you know, fix lunch for the fam, and then sit down and eat lunch. And then I have a laptop that I use. Thank you, Evan Thomas, for upstairs. So I have a laptop for upstairs, where I watch stuff. Like YouTube videos. I've been watching a lot of Fallout 4 playthrough. I watched Slack, Major Slack Attack. Had some interesting stuff. But I can't really end one here series, and I swapped over and started watching Many a True Nerd and his survival Fallout 4. And I wanted to watch it particularly because I wanted to see some of the other endings. There are four endings, quote, endings, unquote, in this. And three of the four, so the three of the four factions, spoiler alert, three of the four factions wind up taking out the fourth faction as the end game. And I don't have any idea what the fourth faction does for their end game. So I wanted to see what one of the other factions' end game is. And Many a True Nerd was doing a Brotherhood of Steel playthrough. Good morning. Yeah, he's really getting into it. He's role-playing Even though it's, you know, even though it's just him and he's just talking into his microphone to us, he's role-playing Brotherhood of Steel. So Brotherhood of Steel sees synths as a threat. So they eliminate synths where possible. And even though he's really sympathetic, personally sympathetic to synths, he's aware that his character is not, or shouldn't be. And doesn't recognize that one of the points of that character is that, yeah, you should be conflicted over this. Because this absolutism is just bonkers. So it's fun, it's interesting. But I'm not spending every spare moment not playing or writing, watching videos anymore. I've started reading again, which is probably why I started writing again. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.